How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Okay.
Hello, everybody out there, you podcast people. This is Nobody's Listening Podcast, episode 16, brought to you on April 12th, 2000. Seven. My name is James. I'm one of your hosts, and my brother's here.
Hello, I'm David.
And David is my co-host.
I am the host.
Anyway, Nobody's Listening is a show where we tell our funny life stories, and we invite you to do the same.
Yep.
So,
I always say yeah and agree with you for the whole spiel.
That's your prerogative, host man.
You never give me. I wouldn't want to do
you
it.
You never
anyway.
Take
I would,
it.
I would be like this.
Say it. Do the intro.
No, I can't do the intro. I'm stuttering.
Go. Do the intro.
No, really. I would totally.
The one
stutter.
Time you did try it, you did it backwards. You said James and David. Said David and James.
Okay. No, I did not say it backwards. Go. Anyway.
Anyway, today's a theme show. Today we're doing bikes.
Woohoo!
So, but first, before we get to our theme, we always start with our weekly update.
I would love to tell mine first.
What's been going on? Here's your weekly update. It's my life.
It's now or never. So you'd love to go first, huh?
Yes, I would love to go first.
Okay, go for it.
Yeah. Okay, that was it.
Wow.
No, I'm joking. Okay, so in our store, the automotive store I work at, we transfer parts from store to store. Okay.
That's like, what your whole job comprises
no,
of?
No, not really. Because when the store doesn't have a part and the customer doesn't want to come over to our store,
uh-huh.
We have to transfer that part to another store.
How come they never do that for me and you when we shop there?
Because that was Advanced Auto Parts. Yeah. Slam in the competition.
Oh.
We are AutoZone. Live the pledge.
Dun, dun, dun!
AutoZone. But so we transfer parts. So a guy came in. He's like, hey, 3517 is the store number. Transfer these two spark plugs. So I was like, okay. Transfer them up. Got a call today. Hello? I'm like, yes. Who is this? This is David with AutoZone. How can I help you? This is, I forgot his name, but he was an Indian guy.
Okay.
And he's like, this is whatever. This is a store from Texas. I'm like, Texas. He's like, where are you located? I'm like, Missouri? You transferred two spark plugs to us a couple days ago. I'm like, holy crap. So I had to pull up the computer, get all the stupid stuff. I kept the dude on hold for at least an hour. Uh-huh. At least an hour. And it turns out he had transferred the plugs back to me, and then I had to put them back in the
system.
What
does this mean? Some poor sucker that drives for you drove all the way to Texas?
No!
That's what I was imagining.
The guy that told me that the store number told me wrong. It's 6517, not 3517.
I just was laughing the whole time because I imagine the 16-year-old kid got his first job. He's all excited.
He drives to
Texas.
He's
driving around town. He's like, oh, man.
3517.
All the way to Texas.
They were in Houston or something like this. I transferred parts to them. Without.
Can't you just go down to AutoZone, Advance and get some spark plugs?
Shut up. It's not our competition, James. We cannot do that.
Go to Walmart.
So it really wasn't funny, but it was funny to me because I had the guy on hold for like an hour trying to figure out what number he needed to transfer him back. So
that's a mess. There's two Blockbusters down the street from my house. I mean, they're like literally a couple blocks away. We're constantly taking.
That's why they call them Blockbuster. A couple blocks away. Get it? They bust the block. Yeah.
We can't laugh very much on the show, but we're always taking them to the wrong place, and I couldn't imagine trying to work there and trying to figure out which ones, because you know they're constantly trading stuff back and forth. They probably hire a guy full time just to drive tapes back and forth. Can you believe it?
I have not listened to one bit of that story.
All right, my weekly update is not funny.
Okay.
I'm going to try to make it funny, because that's the one thing we're known for, is taking normal everyday things and making them hilarious.
Yeah.
Wow. So this week was Easter Sunday, and I got up at 7 a.m. because it was like 5:45 a.m. to be the church at 7. As many of you may know, I'm a children's pastor, and we had this giant Easter egg hunt. 12,000 eggs, over 1,200 kids came out. Just crazy, crazy, crazy. But it all started at 7 a.m. for me, out in the stinking freezing, stinking cold with the wind. And we were putting up all these 4-foot eggs, because a lot of times at these things, they just throw eggs out on the ground, kids pick them back up. I wanted it to be a hunt. So I had people came and volunteered to paint over 150 of these 4-foot stand-up eggs. And we did a little competition to make it interesting and all this kind of stuff. But I was out there with just a few other volunteers, and I got the worst case of windburn that I've ever had in my life. On my face, on my arms, and even on the back of my legs, the back of my calves. And I had long pants on.
Wow.
And so my wife took great pleasure in teasing me that somehow when I was out there, I must have had just hiked my pants up over my knees. And so I'm frolicking around in the cold, letting my calves show. So anyway, that's the closest to funny you're going to get. But it was very successful. The whole thing went off really well. Lots of kids came out, and we did three hunts and got rid of all the eggs, and it was really fun. I'm glad we only do it once a year, and nobody got hit by a car.
That's good.
And that's the important thing. That was the one thing.
Why would there be a car in the field of Easter eggs?
Because the field is on the other side of a parking lot.
That field.
Yeah. And so last year, apparently, somebody said that a kid got hit by a car. Now, nobody's heard about this in the entire church except for this person. But it happened. I was assured of that it did indeed happen. And the biggest thing that they had to say about this year's event was, hey, at least nobody got hit by a car.
That's good.
And so y'all adjusted there, Dave.
Yeah, I had to move some stuff around, guys. Sorry.
Anyway, so those are our weekly update.
Not too funny, but it's our life.
I had something, and I can't stinking remember what it was. It was something that didn't have to do with Jenna for once, and I can't. Oh, I know. My wife called me with the green car again, the one that she thought was on fire the other day.
Yeah.
And she's like, James, what's this noise? And she holds up the phone, and you don't hear anything, because she's like, can you hear it? Can you hear it? And I'm like, just be quiet for a second, and maybe I can hear it. She holds it up, and I hear, aah! I mean, just this horrible noise coming from the car. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, what is that? Well, anyway, she gets to the house, and she turns the car off, so I can hear it as she's coming up the stinking road. And I'm like, oh, man, a car is doomed. You know, it's bad enough if it wasn't on fire. Maybe it should have caught on fire. I go out there, turn on the car, and I hear it, and I'm like, oh, gosh, it's not a belt, you know? What in the world can make that noise? Well, dude, as you know, our windshield wiper clicker arm is broken. Like, the windshield wipers just come on randomly, and undoubtedly she had pulled forward on it, and it had stuck in windshield spraying mode.
Oh, my God.
But there's no water in the thing.
Did it burn it up?
And so, yeah, the motor was just going, and undoubtedly, I mean, I doubt it will ever work again, because she rode it all the way from like Independence to our house with the thing running, freaking out. So
that's,
anyway, the further it's just, you know, again, not real funny, but dadgummit, it's informative. The fans want to know those kinds of things.
Yeah. Doesn't always have to be funny.
I mean, I would. If Scott Johnson was talking about this stuff, I would want to know. I want to
run. If Jesus was talking about this kind of, I would want to know.
What would Jesus do?
Or say on a podcast.
It's the featured story.
All right, today's a theme story. Our theme is bikes.
Bikes.
And that was submitted to us by I'm going to try this Josmur, J-O-S-M-U-R, via email. And so, Josmur, if you'll send us your information, we'll send you out a button and possibly, I don't know.
Josmur.
Josmur? That's not his real name, so I don't feel bad.
Okay.
Maybe you made it is. Up, yeah, if it's your username, then I don't care about butchering okay. usernames. So anyway, we're going to tell some stories, random stories that we come up with about bikes.
Bikes.
David, you want to go first? You want me to go first?
I'll tell one.
Okay, go.
I got two right now.
I don't really have any of my own. I have other people's bike stories, so.
Okay, so when we lived in Old Town, where you met that girl, and took her to the fair.
I took my girlfriend to the fair. We went to slinging thing. She was a pretty girl.
And I was dying. Dadgummit,
she was pretty.
She was from Old Town, Florida. Nothing but cattle come out of that place.
She was not your ugly Betty girl, okay? Becky, whatever. She was pretty. She was a nice girl. She's just very, very nice to the point that she didn't want to hold hands. She didn't want to
look me in the eye.
She wanted to be married, but she didn't want to be married, if you know what I mean. And she was just really, really weird.
Okay, so
very prim and proper.
Yeah, so I had a friend, Max, down the road from where we live. He lived right on the river.
I remember Mom talking about Max.
Yeah.
She hated Max.
Why? No, she did not.
Max caused you guys to get in trouble.
Max did not.
That's what I heard. Anyway, go ahead.
So
Max was always said with words of dread, like there was fire in her eyes. Like Cookin' Mama does on the DS after you screw up, the flames of fire coming out of her eyes. It's a game. Anyway, okay. Go ahead.
So he had a dock sitting over the Suwannee River, way down upon the Suwannee River.
See, if you've ever doubted if we were really from Redneck,
the guy that wrote that wrote it about Suwannee River, but he'd never ever been there before.
Oh, really?
Never saw it before.
Well, David lived off of it, so
yeah, like 200 yards away. So he had this big dock, probably sitting 20 feet over the water.
Mm-hmm.
And we would do stuff on that dock. We would jump off of it. We would fish off of it. Do everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we kept on trying to push each other to the realm of what will scare the living poop out of Max and David. So the cool thing, he had the dock, the walk going up to the side of the embankment, and so we would get on a bike. We would get on a bike and go down it, dude. James, I hate you.
I'm making faces at him.
I hate you, dude.
I was looking at my watch.
Think about it.
I'm sorry, Dave. Go ahead.
No.
Come on. I really want to know.
Okay. So we would start. No, you're going to make the faces again.
No, for real. I do.
Then you tell yours. I'll come
just
back.
Just don't look at me.
No. James,
shut up. No, you're on the dock and you want to do something crazy.
So the thing is,
involves a bike.
We got our bikes and we would pedal like from his house, which is about 100 yards away, down through the dock walkway and out of the dock 20 feet down to the Suwannee River.
On your bikes.
On our bikes. Okay, no, nobody ever tells you, but you figure this out. When you hit the water, it's like hitting glass.
Oh.
The initial hit hurts, and then you break everything you go in. So you're like a membrane floating in the Suwannee River. The first couple of times were pretty rough. I almost got fixed, if you will.
Yeah.
But after that, we learned what we needed to do. And then after we lost one bike, because the dude Max had like 8 bikes.
Because I was wondering about that. When you hit the water, doesn't the bike go to the bottom?
Yeah, we figured it out. We'll tie rope to it 100 yards away, and then once we jump and – well, our deal was jump off the bike before it hits.
Okay.
After we figured out of the experience of fixing ourselves. And so once you jump off, the bike would go, far out, like really far out, and then we would dive in the water. So the funny thing is when we did finally pull the bike up the last time we did it, it went all the way out, like halfway out. So you know how big the Suwannee River is, right?
Right, yeah.
It's not huge, but it's...
And it's got a current, too.
Yeah. So it went as far as it could, but the thing is it scared the crap out of us. The bike was almost pulling itself off our knot.
Oh my gosh.
It was like... King,
like somebody
up.
Had it.
Yeah, dude. We didn't want to pull it up.
Like the alligator has had.
We didn't
the manatees
pull.
Were thinking, hey, score.
It scared the crap out of us, dude. So then you hear Max, David, and something's got it. I'm running back, and we start pulling it up, pulling it up. It was like 100 yards of rope, 100 feet of rope or whatever. And there was just crap all over it, just sludge and old pieces of machinery.
Dead manatees.
And a dead man and all this stuff. But it was just the current was hitting it at certain times.
Okay.
But it scared the crap out of us.
That's the thing about being a kid is you're dealing with so much ignorance. You know, you just don't even know about stuff like that. So it's got to be a monster.
It does, but you've seen the movie with that monster in the Swanee River.
Okay, my turn. I was wondering about this because you mentioned it and you did it very tactfully, but most of my stories, and I don't know how we have... All right, let's establish this, listeners. We have a clean podcast, but clean podcast to me means we don't talk about what people do with their clothes off and we don't cuss.
Yeah.
But gross is not necessarily dirty.
You have to be and, a tactful way
and,
of doing that.
Hurting your private parts is not necessarily it's just a part of life. So guys, you're just gonna, if your kids are in the car, I know there's a couple of listeners that listen with their kids in the car, especially if they're boys, I promise we won't go any further than what they would have heard in elementary school, okay? But both of my stories involve just crunching the crud out of my nuts. Okay, I had a big wheel, and I guess that qualifies as a bike. Okay,
what's that? That three thing?
The little ones in the back wheels? And the bigs in the front, and I'm just going. And this was before the time of the Dukes of Hazzard
e-brake
that you could just do a 360. Yeah. So you just basically went forward. But what they did have is right in the middle. You know how the plastic part comes up between your legs?
Oh yeah.
There was a box that if you pushed it, it had a horn. So you'd be like, meep, 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 and you're driving around and all this. Well, I was focused so much on the horn.
Mm-hmm.
I was not watching where I was going, and I hit a concrete telephone pole full on, you know, as fast as a little kid could go.
5 miles an hour.
And when I hit, I slid up on that center rail.
Jesus.
And I crunched myself up into that box, that horn. And I remember this uniquely because it was the first time that I had ever felt that pain before. Really? You remember two kinds of things when you're a guy. You remember the first time you had the wind knocked out of you because it's the first time you ever thought you were really going to die.
Yes.
Seriously, you're like, I'm going to die. Every human being remembers that. But boys remember the first time they got racked.
Yeah.
And that was it. And I thought I was just going to die. And I
but this, your gut starts hurting.
Oh, my gosh. I clutched myself. I didn't care about the bike. I walked all the way back. And before I got home, of course, I'm fine.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had appendicitis because it travels up into your lower abdomen.
Up to your 15th rib.
So, anyway, so that was a micro story right there. Just because mine's shorter than yours, I will add the second one. And that is in, you may remember this one, in our front yard on Martha Drive in St. Mary's.
Mm-hmm.
At one point or another, they were building a... something. They were redoing the dirt around.
A ditch or something?
Yeah, and they had a big giant pile of dirt there, right?
Yes.
In the right front corner, and it was perfect for a ramp. This thing was at least 5 foot tall. It was a huge pile of dirt, and we took to riding our bikes over this thing.
Yeah.
And it was so fun. It was so scary, but I would land it. I would hit that ramp and you'd just be flying. I mean, flying forever to the point that your dad went and got a camera and was taking pictures. I mean, he was impressed and he never got really impressed with me. He liked you guys a lot, but you know, he was my stepdad. What the heck did I matter to him? It's just, you
James
know, my whole life
was
like that. Just, you know, John, I tried to please
Shut
you
up.
And you let me, oh, sorry. Well, anyway, so I hit this ramp and I just kept landing. I kept getting more and more. And you know me, I'm real scared about this stuff. But I kept getting more and more proud and more eager to just take it to faster and longer.
Uh-huh.
Somehow or another, I hit it and I came up off the bike in midair.
Dear Jesus.
And I lost one of the handlebars. You know, I had one and lost the other.
You lost it. Like
and it went to a 90-degree angle to the ground. Okay, so the bike, the steering is headed to the extreme right, and I'm still heading straight.
Okay.
I hit the ground with my tire opposite of the way it should be. It immediately, I'm going to slow it down for you, bent in half. I hit, first my privacy hit the handlebar area, And then I flew out ahead of it. I had a do not disturb sign. I don't know why they invaded my space, but the handlebars did. And then I flew out over it and just totally, all I know is it was like that Evel Knievel video where I was just a rag doll. I just rolled and fell, and I was all tangled up with the bike. It never completely let me go. Mm-hmm. And it was absolutely horrible. And you know what your dad does?
What?
He laughed.
Yeah.
Did he ever do that with you? Did he just laugh at you?
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's why God gives you a mom and a dad, or you're supposed to have one of each, so that the dad doesn't just like
you're
laugh.
You're supposed to have one of each.
Yeah. That way mom can be just slapping him once in a while and just say, stop, oops, you know, just tapping. Crying, you know, just helping you cry. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that was my two of my own. The rest of the stories I have are not mine. So go ahead.
Okay. Do you want to tell your rest? Because mine's going to be long.
Go for it.
Okay. When
I'm just going to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
I'll just talk to the people. When we still lived in Old Town, before we left St. Mary's to move to Old Town, mom got me a new bike.
Cool.
Because I was sick. I get the cool stuff when I was sick.
Nobody likes you.
Because I was always sick. And so she got me a bike, and we took it to Old Town, and John liked it because it was a 5-speed. And, well, when we first got to Old Town, me and John got, what's it called? Cool. Orientated, affiliated.
Acclimated?
Acclimated with weaponry.
Oh, introduced.
Introduced. Big word.
What kind of weapons?
Guns, knives, and machetes.
Machete.
Machete. Machete being the long, woodsman sword.
Yes.
Chop down brush. So that was our favorite because that was our most accessible weapon. And we would threaten each other with it. We would, you know, act like we're going to hit them and then spin it around so it's the dull end and just leave marks and not cuts.
Oh, gosh.
So Jonathan wouldn't get off my bike one day. So I had a real bad temper problem back in the day. Like I would snap and start seeing red. I mean, it was red.
Yeah,
bad.
Like when you threw the machinery at my head.
Yeah, you turned me into the red monster.
I didn't do it.
You wouldn't get off my bike, just like Jonathan. And so he didn't get off my bike, and he was right doing circles around me. Ha, I got your bike. Ha, I got your bike. Ha, ha, ha. Ooh, stop. No, I got your bike. So I was like, I'm going to go get the machete, and I'm coming back for you. So I ran and got it.
So you're just going to hack him.
Yeah, I was going to kill my brother over riding my bike. And I was like, get off my bike. And he's like, ha, I got your bike, going in circles.
That does make you want to kill somebody.
Yeah, and I was like, dude, give me my bike. So finally, I, you know, like I do, I led him. I cut him off at the pass, and I went to literally go hit him with the machete on his back with a very sharp machete.
My gosh.
But the thing is, Jonathan is a very fast peddler when in the time of need.
It's a good thing.
And I went full-fledged straight down with all my power of a 9-year-old. I don't know how old I was.
Oh,
and
you guys.
I nailed my own tire. You hear, John's like, what'd you do that for? I was like, come here. You made me pop my own tire. So I ran after him. He ran inside. I was like, no, don't tell mom. Don't tell mom. Mom came outside, and she's like, David, you're about to kill your brother. Like, I wanted to kill him.
See, this just drives me nuts.
No, listen to this. So mom was like, I want you to pick up those limbs in the front yard. I was like, whatever, I'll do it. You know, whatever, I'm cooler than you, mom. I'm in control of my life. I'm 11. And so I went and picked up the limbs. And she's like, I want you to come see me after you get done. I was like, okay. She's like, go. I went, after I got done, I went and saw her. And she's like, go to the carport and clean some stuff up. I was like, I'm getting away with this. This is perfect. So once I get done with that, I was like, Mom, I'm done. And she's like, oh, no, you're not. I'm like, what now? Put your hands on the hood of the car. Dude, she beat me unmercifully. And that was the first time I remember I tried not to cry.
Oh, wow.
And you really, after the 4th or 15th lick.
You don't want to do that. You don't want to try
harder.
Not to cry.
She beats.
Because she will make you cry.
So I was trying to do the alternate, like, every 5 licks on each hand. You know, move your hand. Okay, 5 licks on that. Move your hand. 5 licks on that. Move your hand. Move your hand. But my hands were getting all red. And then she started walking up my forearm. And then I was like, screw it. My back will take all the licks. So I just lifted the back of my shirt up. Beat me there, Mom. It hurts too bad. But, yeah, she beat the mess out of me, dude.
Oh, my God.
It was great. That's it.
Yeah,
we got 5 minutes to go.
Hurry. No. We learned early that you just started crying early. Just start crying early because you had to break through the anger somehow and begin to get the mama's heart going.
Yeah.
But you guys were idiots. You defied her. And
well, the thing is, one time I bowed my fist up at her. Did I ever tell you about that?
No.
I bowed my fist. I was like, I'm going to hit you. I didn't say it, but she saw it. She's like, hit me. Hit me. Hit me. I'll make sure your fingers aren't going to be able to call 911. Hit me. I was like, oh, no.
Dude, see, I just never even got there. One time I accidentally repeated what she said. Like, she said something about, you need to go clean up that backyard. And I'm like, you can clean up that backyard. And she goes, what? She turned into, the werewolf. Yeah. And just tore me up, man. My wife says, and I probably agree, that we were abused. We were just abused. Not even by today's standards, by back then standards.
Well, the thing is, I was always scared that God would tell Mom what I said behind her back. And so that's why I've never seen
Mom
anything.
Never took you to church. You didn't learn about God.
I mean,
God's on your side too.
Mom gave me the Bible and the book of Drusilla. So I was like scared, you know? Like, what's this extra book? It's not in the Bible.
The Holy Ghost is going to tell me, David. Don't you?
I was so scared, dude. One time I wrecked her car.
Should we wait and to do a mom thing?
Dang it. Okay, we'll wait.
Don't do it, dadgummit. They're going to cane us.
The laughter's done. The laughter's done. One time, I'll tell you later.
All right, we'll do mom stories one day.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway, bikes.
I was so scared that Jesus would tell us. That he would leave a note somewhere or like say something in her sleep and she would wake up.
Oh, God, dude, don't. We have to wait because I have some stories like that, too.
Oh, we got to clarify. We can do 5 episodes on Mom. What are you talking about? We should all do it before I leave.
No joke.
There you go.
Anyway, all right, so the only ones I have left are my wife, one of them. She was her and her cousins growing up in Pennsylvania, and they'd ride bikes. Just there was tons of cousins, and they'd be all just riding bikes everywhere. Well, anyway, her little sister accidentally hit one of the other cousins on their bike, and the cousin had to go to the hospital, had a broken arm. And so all the cousins got together because this is very, very concernful to the cousins because nobody wanted to miss out on summer vacation like the one cousin did. And Jennifer and this other cousin were like the two oldest ones. Could you imagine little Jen being the boss of tons and tons of cousins? Well, anyway, they were. So they got together and they formulated a plan that they didn't want Jennifer's sister to ride bikes anymore. So you had to have a license to ride a bike.
Oh my gosh.
And you had to pass a driving test. And what they did is they formulated it just so that everyone could pass it except for her. And she kept trying and trying and she kept failing and getting all frustrated. Little T. I don't want to use her whole name just in case, but she just got frustrated and ended up crying and going and telling on them and all this kind of stuff. And the reason why that's funny is because and it's only when I really started visiting you that I realized the way you talk about us older siblings is you guys worshipped us and you thought we were just gods in our own right. And it never occurred to little T that all she had to do was just refuse and ride her stinking bike. She never had to pass any test.
Yeah.
This was rules made up by other kids, but she never questioned the authority of the older siblings and the cousins. And that's just nuts.
Whatever happened in those days?
I don't know, man. I really wish they were here sometimes.
They're not.
Mr. Buy a PC or buy a
laptop. Don't
buy a laptop, you moron.
I'm going to buy a laptop.
Hey, guys in the forums, get on there and tell David he does not need to spend his money on a laptop. He needs to spend his money on a desktop because he's going to spend half the money and get twice the stuff. So help me out with that, folks. He's going to Ireland. He needs a computer to help with the podcast.
I really want a computer because I have a 10-hour flight. I want to watch DVDs on the way there.
That's I will let you reason. Borrow a DVD I'm player. Good Lord. And mail it back to me. Anyway, so I think that's all the bike stories we have. Oh, I have one more. It's a small one. Leanne one time was riding her bike around the property and the end in Point Peter, and she was riding really fast and she didn't notice the clothesline. And all Jesus, I know is Jesus, I saw Jesus. Her. I saw her from like 200 yards, and so I didn't see the clothesline either. But I saw my sister magically get jerked from her
levitate.
Bike, hang in the air for a full 2 seconds by her neck, and then fall to the ground. And she had a gash across her neck like nothing you ever
like blood
saw like just almost blood.
Oh,
my God, though. But she hung there. And, you know, you've heard of people getting clotheslined. This chick got clothes. Leanne's a
big woman.
I didn't say that. Leanne is not big.
I said that.
Dadgummit.
I live with
you. You and your... yeah, good luck. Leanne!
She doesn't listen.
I don't think you're big.
Up next, news, E, and V mail.
We ain't got no news. David's moved to Ireland. You already knew that.
Yeah, June 27th.
iTunes is done with us. Our 15 minutes of fame is over. Big deal.
Okay. Who cares about anybody?
That's right. All we have is E and V mail. So I'm going to read the email since David doesn't like telling other people's stories.
Yeah, I hate it.
Here it goes. Christelle says, great show. Hey, guys. I thoroughly enjoy your podcast. She says, I work for a government agency codenamed Lucy, in which I'm required...
Thank you.
I'm required to sit silently and encode information for 8 hours a night. So she's probably the one that has all our social security numbers and stuff. So
can you buy me a laptop?
She says, they do allow us to have personal listening devices, and listening to you guys causes me to occasionally break the silence rule with laughter. So there's obviously a silence rule. Man, I get the impression this chick works in like Sydney in some underground, you know, alias type of atmosphere. The silence rule?
It's more like Lost.
I wonder what happens when she breaks the silence rule.
Email me?
Crystal, we don't want to get you in trouble, girl.
Tell us where you work. How much they pay? Can they buy laptops?
If she tells us, they will kill us.
And her.
She has to pretend like she works for a bank. Haven't you watched the show?
Okay.
Well, anyway, I thought I'd tell you a quick story, so I will. She says, when I was 4 years old, my grandmother told me a story about someone putting a pee up their nose and the trouble that she had removing the pee. Dude, we could tell stories on things that we just put up our nose.
Yeah.
As I listened to the story, something in my 4-year-old brain thought, I should put something in my nose, too. That's a 4-year-old for you. So later that afternoon, she sat staring at a collection of matchbox cars and eventually reasoned that a car wheel would be a good nose insertion object. So she rips off the wheel. She took the rubber part off and put the rim on the end of a plastic fork and stuck it up her right nostril. She couldn't get the wheel out. Duh, on her own, as it was too far up the nasal corridor.
Corridor.
How am I getting up this nose? Well, go to the right corridor. So I began to cry and finally had to tell my grandma what I had done. She couldn't get her fingers far enough in my nose to remove the wheel, so we had to make it a trip to the emergency room. On the way there, she says I was sobbing, and my grandma kept saying, this is the worst part, don't snuff up. Important, and undoubtedly that's something that they say there. Don't snuff up, she says, or it'll go into your brain and you'll die.
Oh.
What kind of grandma?
She's crying.
No wonder why you work underground. Just to avoid grandma. The big brother doesn't seem nearly as bad after grandma. Anyway, this made me cry harder. At the emergency room, a doctor came in, stuck some sort of robotic tweezers that looked like a small jackhammer up my nose and dug out the embedded wheel. She said, I wish somebody had taken my picture of my 4-year-old face with a jackhammer headed for my schnoz. Anyway, everything came out okay, and the moral of the story is, if you're going to stick something up your nose, just use a pee.
It's a lot easier.
That's true, because you just hold one nostril. Man, I think one time you and Jonathan had a nose contest where you stuck peas up your nose. Jonathan would do it for fun. At least Jonathan did. And he had like 4 of them up his nose one time. It was so insane. And he would blow them out and laugh and then eat them. It was gross! So anyway, she says, thanks for all the hard work on the podcast, Crystal. Thank you for your hard work writing this email. Long email. All right, that's done.
Great. We're doing day 11 right here.
Crystal. Just... You know, she typed everything very well, and it's spelled right. There's nothing to make fun of like last week. So anyway, James – oh, this is from Jessica. So we got 2 chick emails. That's pretty cool.
Okay.
Here she goes. James, David, greetings. She's obviously a Cylon or something. I just wanted to write you a small and yet oddly endearing note to say that I love, 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 and one more, love your podcast. David,
is this an ex-girlfriend?
No, this isn't. This is, but I feel like we need to both be close to each other just for accountability purposes.
I don't want to hold hands.
She says, I was afraid of podcasts in general at first because I fear what I do not understand. However, then, like a beacon of light from the heavens, my delightfully nerdy boyfriend was all... Oh, good. She has a boyfriend. What? You haven't heard of Nobody's Listening? How cool are we that somebody would just do that? Yeah.
Wow.
You haven't heard of Nobody's Listening? You haven't heard of Madonna? Anyway, so a good chunk of the precious hours we have in our busy lives to be together often involves sitting side by side on the couch, looking at his iPod, listening to us two. Okay. They're listening to this right now, David. Okay. I know it's like early.
What's their names?
Her name is Jessica.
Okay, Jessica. So,
and his name is Lucky Boyfriend.
Lucky
apparently.
Boyfriend. Okay.
So Lucky Boyfriend and Jessica, we love you guys.
Thanks for listening.
And you know, just our podcast is clean. Keep your relationship clean.
Pure and holy.
Pure and holy before the Lord. And scoot, 12-inch rule. Scoot at Mama! They're making out! Anyway.
They kissed on the lips!
They're kissing on the lips! Anyway, stick a pee up your nose.
Go now!
So anyway, she says, we laugh till our sides hurt and wipe away the satisfied tears of joy.
That's gorgeous.
I wonder,
do
they wipe each other's tears? That's just so sweet. That's so sweet. Man, my Georgia accent just just involved itself in my life. I think it's great that it's just stories about family and siblings. Being the oldest of six, she says she sympathizes. I wish my sisters and brothers were funnier, and then we could have snazzy podcasts too. But alas, we are not. Yeah. In summation, you guys are awesome. You rock and roll. Keep them coming. Keep it going on. With best wishes. Oh. She's a Wiccan, apparently. No, but with best wishes and an eager ear, Jessica. And I basically told her back. I said, be glad your family isn't as funny as ours, because if you think about it, most of our stories aren't funny at all. They were horrible at the time.
Real life.
They're just funny because we survived them. So anyway, Jessie, thank you so much. I call her Jessie because I know her now, because I've given her advice on dating.
Jessie and Lucky Boyfriend.
Lucky Boyfriend.
Okay.
So that was our emails. We got some voicemails.
How many do we have?
We have 17. No, we have three. Actually, just two.
Okay.
All right. Hold on. Here's the first one.
Hi. Nobody's Listening. Love you guys' podcast. I think it's hilarious. I actually have a story of my own to tell you. It was my first time driving, and my dad was next to me in the seat, and I was like, I can't wait to drive, because... you know, everyone loves to drive, or at least likes to think that they love to drive when they're teenagers, anyway. What happened was I was doing pretty good. It was 10 minutes before we were going to stop, and I had to turn a corner. I got confused with the gas and the brake, and I got confused with the blinker. I went and got across the side of the road, hit the curb thing, and only one tire got stuck on the inside of the little curb thing. And I was like, I totaled your car, just like totally in shock. And my dad was mad, obviously. But turns out I didn't total it, but it was very embarrassing. Made more so by the fact that my neighbor was in the car too, and so was my little sister, and they were all laughing at me, and it was great, but kind of embarrassing. So love you guys' podcast, and look forward to every single time it pops up on my screen. Thanks. Bye.
All right, cool. That's happened to me before. The part I think is hilarious is she confused the pedals. I've heard of that, but she confused the blinker. So, hey, if I hit this right pedal, does it mean I turn right? And then if I hit the brake, is that left?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember one time I was in the pull truck I worked at, and I was doing like 50 down like a four-lane road in Phoenix, and I was trying to lean over and get some water or something, and I clipped the flipping curb, dude, going 50. It took a chunk out of the tire and bent the wheel out, but I dropped that truck off.
You know those little concrete pylon things they put outside of the gas stations?
Yeah.
Gas station, so you won't hit the pumps.
Banks.
My wife... My wife ran up on one of those when she was a kid in high school, and she called me instead of her parents because she wanted me to come and pull it off of the
It was still on?
It was still on there. She just left it on there and called me to come save her.
Was she still in the car?
Uh-huh. And no. We didn't have cell phones back then.
Oh.
Remember, we didn't have Blockbuster. Why would we have cell phones? Yeah. I didn't have a cell phone until I moved here. And I've been here 8 years. So anyway.
Oh, you didn't have a cell phone.
Yeah. So anyway, I had to go save her because she was like, she didn't want to pull it off and completely, you know, continue to grind the thing. So anyway, we got another one.
Hey guys, it's John again. Listening to your weekly updates about you guys being, you know, working at stores and, you know, jerk customers doing this and that. And I thought of a great story. I manage a retail store, too. It wasn't even my store, but this guy, we've kicked him out of my store so many times just because he's a bad. He's this little broken-down guy that wears that. He always wears a bandana, and he's one-legged in a wheelchair. So we're kind of wrong. We kind of make fun of him and call him a pirate. But anyway, we've kicked him out for stealing and panhandling, you name it, everything. But anyway, I'm getting gas at this store by my house. And I see this guy in the counter, in there in the counter right there in the front from outside. I'm like, uh-oh. So I'm going to watch and see what he's doing from outside. And then I see him in there chucking stuff in his pocket, shoplifting. And so I walk in, and there's cops right there. And so I told the guy that was on duty, hey, this guy's, you know, ripping you off, blah, 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 blah. Well, the cops just, like, jumped all over the guy, threw him out of his wheelchair, spilled his coffee all over the ground. And the guy got arrested on the spot and thrown in jail. And it was just hilarious. So there is justice out there for the one-legged pirates that get caught eventually. So, all right, thought you'd like that. Later.
That was good.
Dude, that's wrong.
That's funny as crap.
They made fun of a one-legged guy in a wheelchair.
No, he was stealing. He was taken from the people. Hey, you know Robin Hood rolling down there?
Oh, gosh.
Like my life.
We had this guy that used to come into our store when I worked in St. Mary's, and he was real down and out guy. Always wore a bike helmet, like all the time. Weird dude.
Wanted to be safe.
But he was walking around, seemed really nice. But one day I noticed the back of his pants were kind of squared off. He had stuck TV dinners down his pants, and I had to bust him. So
wow,
yeah,
good story, John.
Thanks, buddy. Glad you're listening.
And
quit making fun of pirates.
And we have an update. I have an update.
Okay.
It's Nathan's birthday on the 14th.
Who's Nathan?
Nathan from Chicago, Nathan. Nate. Nate Dogg.
Oh, Nate, the guy that calls in?
Yeah.
The one, Stalker. Just told him where he lives.
Yeah.
Anyway, so don't get to know David because he will give away all your secrets.
Nathan, happy birthday, dude. I know it's a little early. 2 days away.
How'd you know that? Because of MySpace?
Yeah.
I don't ever get on MySpace. You know why? It's the trailer park of the internet.
That's why I'm on there.
Anyway.
It's what the world's been waiting for. The recap song.
Let's do it, D. Well, it all started with some spark plugs. They wanted to go on vacation. They didn't have no money, so they hypnotized some guy. They gave the wrong store number, and now they're in Houston, visiting with Indians. Nothing native kind. Now you wanna come home, little Sparky family, but you're stuck in the biggest state outside of Alaska.
California, actually.
Don't you know? Alaska's bigger than California.
No, it isn't.
You're a flippin' retard, David. Look at any map. Alaska's like almost the size of the United States, you know. Anyway, nothing cool go on except ministering to over 1,200 kids. I'm sorry that's not funny, but that's what I did.
You know, I know some of you leveled your character to 70, and other ones met some girl through some internet dating site, and you're so proud of yourself, and that might be interesting, but I actually did something cool. So there, I'm a little proud of it, I swear. That's what I'm doing when I'm not here. Hey, hey, hey. Anytime, Dave. Just jump in.
Thank you.
Well, you were riding my bike, and I didn't think I wanted you to, because I wanted you gone, because you were my brother, John. I was jealous of your bike, David. You wouldn't get off my bike, so I had to go to desperate measures, John. You thought you were so clever.
Measures, John.
I didn't want to die. I didn't want to die. So I looked for the biggest instrument of destruction, and I saw a ladder. But I couldn't throw that either. I'm glad you didn't hit me with a ladder, Dave. So I saw a shovel. That was to bury me with later if you succeeded. Then I found the machete hidden in the carport ceiling. You know, up there with all the stuff zapped. I still have your bike. So I found the machete and went after Jonathan. That's me. My days are numbered. I took it at him. I threw it at his head. It was actually in my back. But thank God it missed. It hit the back tire. And it went pts. So Mama came out and found me running. David! Running away from her hand. Don't you run from me, boy! Her hand of mass destruction. I'm gonna kill you cause I had you too late in my life. Oh, yes, you did, Mom. To clean some stuff up. I want to build your confidence. Yes, I can get away from the whooping from the woman. Put your hands on this car. I thought I was getting arrested, but she took the whip out. I'm going to hit you, but I won't leave scars. Oh, she better not, because I'll call HRS. David, I will break all your fingers off. You won't be able to dial anything anymore. I'll have to use my toes, Mom. All right, I got to take this back. Here we go. Bikes is a great theme. You wouldn't think so, but it is. And all of the stories we told today were cool because they happened when we were kids. And everything's funny when you crack your nuts. Also known as your you-know-what. I'm surprised I'm still alive today, because that big wheel, it changed my life that day. That stupid horn in the middle of my legs, and that concrete ball that I hit, it hurt so bad it made me want to say some words I was yet to learn. Beep, 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 beep. I just said, ow, ow, beep, beep, beep. And I cried. Oh, and I was willing to leave that thing on the side of the road to get stole. And another time I was driving down the street,
down the street,
toward a big dirt ramp. Your dad thought I was the coolest thing. I was daredevil cool. And then I fell down on my tire, and I almost died. And I cracked on my skin. David,
how many bags of peas did you choose, James?
It was so terrible.
Is that what you sounded like, James?
Probably. Emails were from girls. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to be like, have you ever seen that movie Spinal Tap? Where
no.
All the guys that came, everybody that came to the show were guys.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of weird because they were like, you know, trying to be all hot. Yeah, so it'd be kind of weird if all dudes listened to us. So I'm glad there's a few ladies out there listening. And thank you, Super Lucky Boyfriend, for introducing us.
Jessica.
Yeah, to Jess.
For listening.
So,
for giving your boyfriend a chance.
Yeah, yeah. And just, you know,
When he misunderstands you, explain yourself to him. Just let him know. Don't be talking about nothing's wrong. Because guys hate that. We know something's wrong, and we know it's our fault. We just want to know what we can do so we can fix it. But you don't want to tell us.
Nope. You don't want to tell us.
You want to make us suffer.
Suffer.
This is the last part of the song, David. I'm going to dedicate it to Leanne.
I was riding my bike being about 12, and I thought I could go as fast as everything. And then I hit an invisible thing. Well, my bike kept going, but I did not. I felt a pain in my neck like I'd been shot, and I levitated for a minute before I fell. I don't remember this, I swear. My head nearly got chopped off. It was really hard to cough for quite a while, Dave. But I'm okay now. The neck brace hardly hurts at all.
Oh, man.
Pirate Joe. Should Pirate Joe get his own song? I doubt it.
No.
All right. Well, that's it. Remember, closing statements are call us. Call us on the Nobody's Calling line.
206-600-5704.
Because if you call and it's clean and funny, there's a pretty good chance you're going to get on the show.
If it's not, we're not even going to listen to it all the way.
That's right, dadgummit. We have a small tolerance for nasty and gross stuff. So, and then also email us. You can email us at nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com. Send us your stuff. Send us your stuff. And send us your stories and comments, and we will read them on the air, as we have proven. And we may make fun of you. So just be
like
open for that.
Red Boar?
Yeah, but, you know, Red Boar got mad at us. He really did. He got hurt. He
about
did.
About the thing?
He did. He thought we were making fun of him. And I said, no, dude, we were laughing with you. You sent it in as a joke, dude. It was a funny song.
We were laughing with the joke.
Yeah. I mean, so anyway, he's cool now. But, yeah, he was a little
upset. Sorry, dude.
And the person, he's very proud of his new comment as the sarcastic, little sarcastic guy. So we're just labeling people left and right. I don't know about the other lady that you made fun of. I didn't hear from her. About the one you called drunk, David.
Oh.
Inebriated, the girl from the South. Yeah, that was really necessary, but I love everybody. And if we're making fun of you, seriously, the difference between us and maybe some other folks is we do it like you're friends of ours, you know?
If you're like my sister or brother, that's how I'd make fun of you.
Yeah, and if we didn't feel like you guys could handle it, we don't mean it meanly or evil. We mean it like in a funny way, like, you know, we could take it if you did it about us.
Yeah, because I have a speech impediment.
Do you, David?
Yeah, I do. I talk really weird. People play.
The only thing that's weird about the way you talk is the way you don't say because.
I don't say because?
No, you don't. You always say biz.
Because? because.
No, you don't say because. You say, I was going down the store because I was supposed to be doing something. Go back and listen to some of the shows.
I know I say water weird.
Water.
Water.
But that's because your dad. It's
orange.
Georgia. Orange and water. But anyway, so anyway, email us and get on the forums. I haven't talked this over with David, but I have a plan. We had a suggestion that we pull some stories and stuff from the forums and begin using them on one of the shows once a month or something. So if you guys get on the forums and start posting stuff, there's a good chance we will do a whole show once a month about stuff from the forums. So get on the stinking forums. And you could get on the Frapper map. A lot of folks have. Love looking at all those dots on the map.
How many people we have up there now?
At least 7, I'm telling you. But when you get on there, no, we got hundreds. But when you get on there, leave a picture. We like to see, even if it's just an icon thing, you know, like a goofy thing or something, like the Hulk. One guy put the Hulk, and that's cool. That's fine. We don't care what you look like. We just want to know that you cared enough to
original.
Put a photo.
Make it yours.
Yeah,
make
you know,
it.
Make it Maybelline. And then we got a MySpace. It's www.myspace.com/NLcast. So if you want to be a friend of ours, do that. And then also we're on StickCam.
Right now.
Actually. And so, you know, get on StickCam, StickCam.com, and add us to your friends list. And we are not terribly predictable. We try to do this on – we're probably going to start moving it to Thursday nights.
Yeah.
So anyway, we are on now, and nobody has joined us because nobody knew we were going to do this. But we've had a couple random people pop in and out and stay for a little while. So, and then the last but not least is iTunes reviews. Please leave us a review. Thank you for all the folks that have. You guys are a big reason why we were featured in the first place and why we continue to be one of the featured comedy podcasts. So keep those reviews coming, good or bad. We don't care. We just want to know what you think of us because what doesn't kill us makes us funnier. All right, Dave, that's it, man.
All right, dude.
You know, nobody's listening. I can't think of any good way to say it, so let's just say it together. But that's in my God.
No, you got to count down, dude. Like, give me a 3-2-1 on your fingers.
3-2-1.
On your fingers, so you're not saying it. So it sounds original. Go.
No, why don't I just think of an original way to say it? Why don't I just say 100 years from now?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter what kind of car you've driven. What kind of job you had. What matters is the fact that we had a podcast and nobody was listening.
Nobody was listening? Is that the name of our podcast?
I didn't think it all the way through.
Bye, everybody.
Oh,
I love you. I'm sorry, drunken lady.
All right, stay on because you're gonna hear the last of the combobulators, how Harry met Sally or something. So enjoy that. Bye.
Hey everyone, this is Rev12 from the Combobulator. I was telling you how I met my wife. Now, I was getting ready to go out when my mum came up with the telephone and said, Mike, there's a woman on the phone. So, you know, this was a big deal, you know, this is me. So I was like, oh, obviously it was Sarah who had, for whatever reason, decided to call me back. So I spoke to Sarah and we agreed that we'd meet up later on in the night. So I was sat upstairs that night, having arranged to meet Sarah up there at 9 o'clock. And it gets to 9 o'clock, and there's nobody coming. And it gets to maybe 9:10, and there's still nobody coming. So I'm thinking, what am I going to do? You know, so I look over on the dance floor, and sure enough, there's a good handful of people down there, and I spot Sarah. Now, with hindsight, I can name all the people that she was with. She was with her sister, her brother-in-law, her sister-in-law, her ex-boyfriend, and I think a random woman, I can't remember who. And I look at all these people and think, what am I going to do? I decide, what the heck, I'm going to go down there and I'm going to say hello. So I actually managed to pick up the courage and go down there and speak to her. Sure enough, she breaks away from the crowd. She's like, yeah, sure, we'll go sit down and chat. And we go find a quiet spot somewhere and we're sat talking and cuddling and stuff, just getting to know each other, having a good chat. And Sarah turns to me and says, I've got something to tell you. And I'm thinking, right, what on earth can it be? Prepare myself here, what's she going to tell me? And she looks me in the eyes and says, I'm a Christian. It's not a problem, you know, fine. And I explain that, you know, I went to a Catholic school and I've been brought up Catholic, so essentially I'm Christian too, so, you know, that doesn't offend me and I'm quite happy or whatever. She's quite taken aback by that, but then she stops me again and says, no, I've got something else. I'm thinking, right, and she tells me again, she looks at me and she says, I wear glasses. You know, she expected this to be this big deal, that she wears glasses. So I was like, look, don't worry, I'm not that shallow a human being. I'm not going to dump you just because you wear glasses. I can't remember, she must have given me her phone number and told me to ring as Lee, which obviously is not my name. This is one of the names of the guys that was in the crowd behind me, and told me that if I was to ring her house, I had to tell the parents that it was Lee that was ringing. Needless to say, when I did ring her, I didn't pretend to be Lee, because I just thought that would cause more confusion than necessary. So next time I call in, I shall introduce you to the meaty vodka, which I'm sure will interest you guys. And again, just adds to the whole mystery of the fact that she stayed with me, you know, we're married, guys. How on earth did that happen?
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO. How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.